This is the local VK5 news segment.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of myself and Andrew, VK5WX. Would like to make an announcement regarding the 2-metre C4FM repeater at Crafers here in South Australia on 147.2625 with a negative 1.6 offset. We now have a live YSX and YSF connection, the same room number, 89821, and we also have a DMR bridge on talk group 5055 through free DMR on the Australia 3 network. If you'd like to jump on the repeater and have a chat, you're more than welcome to. And once again, you can come through YSX, YSF, or free DMR on talk group 5055. Hope to catch you on the air soon. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of myself and Andrew, VK5WX73s.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, and I'm the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We are pleased to announce that we'll be conducting a foundation license training and assessment session on Saturday, the 13th of April. Additionally, standard, advanced and regulations examination will be held at the venue, Herbray Agricultural High School, located on the corner of Cross and Fullerton Roads. As well as removing the yearly amateur licence fees, the ACMA has dropped the $90 examination fee, so there's never been a better time for anyone to enter the hobby. For more information on this training and examination day, please contact me, Paul Hoffman, preferably by email, that's vk5ph@wia.org.au, that was vk5ph@wia.org.au, or by phone on 041 8803 177. Thank you.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night, the technical meeting of the North East Radio Club was very well attended, and it was another one of Brian, VK5VI's, lectures on modulation. And Friday night we had frequency modulation and its other brother, phase modulation. And Brian showed us all the techniques to develop this form of modulation and how it's generated and how it's received and its various qualities. So thanks once again, Brian, for a very informative lecture. And the North East Radio Club will be having a buy and sell on Sunday the 14th of April. Now the venue will be our usual meeting hall, the Modbury West Community Hall. And sellers' tables are $15 for non-members, $10 for members. And entry for buyers will be $5. Now the doors will open at 10:30 a.m. for sellers to set up their tables, and buyers can enter at 11 o'clock. And there will be a barbecue happening, and of course tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. That's the North East Radio Club buy and sell on Sunday the 14th of April. And here's the news you've all been waiting for. The fifth Friday lunch for this month will be on Thursday the 28th of March. Yeah, that's correct. Fifth Friday lunch is on Thursday, and that's all because of Good Friday being on the Friday. So it's going to be at the Gullagy Public House and Garden, and that's opposite the museum where we were the other week, 1349 Northeast Road, Tea Tree Gully. So get there at 12 noon for an excellent meal and conversation with other Northeast Radio Club members and their partners. So don't forget that next Thursday at high noon for a good time at the gully for the fifth Friday lunch on Thursday. Well, that's all I've got for this week's news. I hope everybody's getting on well and staying negative. So 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Our next monthly fox hunt will be a BYO picnic foot-based hunt on Sunday the 14th of April, commencing at 11 a.m. at Drag Reserve by the Riverside Playground in Felixstowe, just 6 kilometres northeast of the city, near the Clemsig-Oban bus interchange. AREG members recently participated in a club group build event which saw around 50 fox hunt yagis made, so we're keen to get out and give them a try. AREG will hide 7 2-metre foxes and 1 70-centimetre fox throughout the park, and the challenge will be to see who can find them the fastest. If you don't have any of your own fox hunting gear but would like to give it a try, AREG will have a couple of loan sets of gear available based on the very popular VK3 YNG sniffer receivers, or we can arrange to buddy you up with one of the club members who do have equipment so you can get a first taste of fox hunting ARDF style. If you're not into fox hunting but would still like to gather with us all from AREG, we're also promoting this event as the AREG Autumn BYO Picnic for 2024. Just bring your own rugs, chairs, and food and drinks. Make sure you wear some comfortable walking shoes and sunscreen and come and join in on the fun. Everyone is welcome to join in, be it AREG members and non-members. This will be a family-friendly event with people of all ages welcome to join in. However, children must be kept under the supervision of an accompanying adult. More information on this event, including a map of the event location, can be found on our website at areg.org.au or check our Facebook page at facebook.com/VK5ARG. We look forward to seeing you all there on the day. 73 from AREG.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Our little group has been extremely fortunate over the last few months as we have had a significant increase in our membership. There are a few newly minted amateurs in the mix, but the majority were already licensed but have just seen the error of their ways and returned to the district after having lived elsewhere. We have also had a couple of members become silent keys, but overall we have seen a good increase in our numbers. Most of our newer members are very keen, and a good number of them are regulars at our Thursday morning coffee sessions, even though one of them lives a good hour's travel away from the mount. I suspect that he combines these visits with other reasons for coming all that way. At this point, our group is in very good shape, with a good management team and a spirit of let's get it done within the membership itself. We are also very fortunate to have one skilled member who has the spare time and the will to donate a lot of time and effort into a number of our projects. The same spirit of let's get it done applies to many who jump in and help with the organisation and running of our annual conventions and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, which reminds me, have you booked your accommodation for our 2024 annual convention on the 9th of June yet? The Australian Fox Hunting Championships will also be run over that weekend, but they will also be taking place on the Saturday. Oh, and don't forget to book your table for the famous Sunday night dinner either, or you might miss out. This takes place straight after the presentation of prizes for the fox hunting. There will be at least one guest speaker prior to the presentation as well. We are hopeful that we may have some significant traders present for the convention itself, so watch this space, or better yet, keep a close eye on our website at serge.org.au, that's lowercase serg.org.au, and look at the Convention 2024 page for all the latest information. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, BK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Thursday night's monthly general meeting was a pretty successful night. We managed to sell quite a few items from the Lee Turner estate and made about $380 to put towards the grand total. We are now almost ready to wrap this up and pay the money to Lee's widow. This will be a large weight off our shoulders. It was good to see some non-regulars, who I'll call visitors, at the meeting. Spud, VK8ZWM, is on a sabbatical down here for a couple of months to address some health issues, and David, VK2TAR, after a chance QSO that afternoon on the RAD 2-metre repeater. I invited him to join us for the evening, and so he came along. He's visiting family and doing a bit of work in South Australia for a couple of weeks. He managed to pick up a couple of interesting items from the tables, and it was good to see that some others made a few sales as well. Friday lunch at the Blackwood RSL was a bit lacking on numbers, but the atmosphere was very convivial and conversation lively. It always is when Spud turns up. Our next Saturday technical session will be on the 6th of April, and Jim, VK5TR, will be giving a presentation on power supplies. There's always something you can learn about this subject, and I'm sure that Jim will have some pearls of wisdom to give away, so don't miss it. 10 a.m. at the Hewitt Room at the Blackwood Uniting Church Hall on the 6th of April. Don't forget that the 2024 fees are due, and that if you haven't paid them by the end of this month, that you will incur a $5 penalty for late payment. Get in now and make a direct deposit into the AHARS bank account. The BSB is 105-186, and the account number is 036-248-940. Those details are on our website at www.ahars.au. Paul, VK5PH, has scheduled a training day for the 13th of April at the Skills Centre at Urbray High School. So if you know anyone that's keen to sit for their foundation licence or to do an upgrade exam, please get in touch with him at training@ahars.au as soon as possible. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2-metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 2000 hours. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au, and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so that we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.